Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What's up, Clint? How y'all doing, man?
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ron Ugly's out. B. Scott is in. My man T. Mills on the ones and twos back there. And Tyler, I almost read this tagline. Thought there was a new sponsor or something, and I almost read it until I seen it. Boy, almost got me in trouble. We almost had to hit that old dump button right there. I almost.
I wish you would so bad.
Woo-wee. It's Lydia.
Look here, man. The biggest story right now in the city, in terms of action, the biggest story in the city is these Astros, man. They've won 7 of their last 9, 8 of their last 11. Hell, when they had 17 games in 17 days, they won 10 of them. They've been rocking and rolling despite, some of their best players either underperforming or being injured, despite losing, it's 3 or 4 pitchers to injury at this point in time. The Astros are fighting through it. They're weathering the storm, and they're doing it impressively. And last night was no exception to the rule. Lance McCullers gets his first win of the season, and Lance McCullers gets his first win since September of 2022. Y'all, it's been a long time since Lance was able to enjoy the taste of victory. He's pitched well over the previous two outings, but it wasn't good enough. The team didn't do well enough for him to get the win. Last night was the day. It was literally a duel, him and Paul Skenes. The second year phenom out of LSU.
That's right.
And he is an absolute joy to watch. He is a monster, isn't he? Want to talk about a power pitcher.
He is the present and the future.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But Lance McCullers outlasted him. Christian Walker hit a bomb in the top of the 7th inning, which allowed McCullers to get the win. And look, McCullers was impressive, Ron. 6 innings, 7 strikeouts, 1 walk. I think the most impressive part of that for me is the one walk. Lance McCullers, I don't know what his velo is going to top out at. I think I saw him hit 94. The 91st pitch of one of his more recent outings, he threw 94 miles an hour up in the zone. So he's definitely got some pop there. It's definitely, he's getting stronger and stronger. I don't know if he's going to tap out at 97, 98 where he used to be. We shall see. But the key for Lance McCullers, whatever version, wherever his ceiling is at right now, the key is, can he locate pitches? Can he keep the pitch count down? He's going to get swing and miss. He's going to get strikeouts. Can he keep that pitch count down to where he can get 6 innings and or at least close without running the damn pitch count through the roof? He did it last night in impressive fashion, got 17 Ks along the way, and got his first win. That was big for the Astros last night.
Yeah, and I do want to point out, since you mentioned it, like he hadn't been able to get the win in some of his previous outings because the team that didn't necessarily perform well enough around him. This is kind of a dub for the new age baseball stat nerds who will remind you that pitcher wins are antiquated stats, because he has pitched well enough even before yesterday to get a win. It just didn't quite happen for him. Like, I thought he was brilliant even in the game before this, but of course he gave up the home run that gave up the lead, and then they had to go get it back. And yeah. So that's an obvious reason why he didn't get the win. But it also does a poor job. Of course, we watched the game, so we know. But it does a poor job. Him not getting the win does a poor job of illustrating how well he pitched then. And so what I like most about this, everything that you said is true, but I like how he is now stacked days. You athletes like to talk about stacking days, sure, right? Yeah. Well, I'll be damned if Lance McCullers isn't stacking some days here now, right? Mm-hmm. Stacking some starts together, stringing some along, and now it is becoming less of like a blip on the radar and more of a trend. Like, we got ourselves a trend going here now. Yeah. Like, when you told Ron a few days ago, I think Lance McCullers is back, that was more of a hunch on your part based off of what you were seeing recently. Now you got even more information. You got even more data to string along with that to say, look, he looks like he's back, and it's a good thing, and it's great timing, because I'll be damned if they don't need him to be back now. So, yeah, credit to him for going out there and controlling the zone. I will point out, too, this is important when we talk about his velo not being the same as it used to be. But, man, the movement on them pitches, the deception with the ball coming out of his hand, looking like it could be a strike here, but it ain't. Looking like it ain't going to be a strike, but it is. Yeah. Like, him being able to manipulate the baseball a la Zach Greinke back in the day type of thing. Like Zach Greinke ain't been a flamethrower in forever by the time he got to the Astros, but he could manipulate the baseball. Christian Javier is another example of that. Doesn't have the most fantastic velo, but they call it the invisible. It disappears in thin air. They don't know where the hell it's going, and so they don't know how to react to it. Lance McCullers is performing along those lines these days, and again, you love to see it.
Since that 39th pitch of his third start, I believe it was, Tyler, I may be slightly off, but I think it's right. I think he's got 27 strikeouts in the last three games he's pitched.
Yeah, it's somewhere right around if that's not it.
Absolute nails. And to quote Lance McCullers, this is where I think, I know for me, hearing Lance say this puts me in a really good spot as an Astros fan, man. It tells me he's confident. He's quoted as saying, "Glad I'm back in the mix and able to give the guys legitimate opportunities to win games." You know, he's back in the mix. He's getting more confident. He's rocking and rolling. On the backside of that, the Astros won 3-0, by the way. On the backside of that, I mentioned Christian Walker hit a solo bomb in the top of the seventh to put the Astros up. And then Josh Hader, he completed another save opportunity, 16 for 16 this year. So that's the highlights of the game, of the ball game.
Can I point out one more reason why this is important to me?
Absolutely.
I feel like when we're talking about the Astros, it's hard to ignore, as we talk about some of their offensive issues.
Yeah.
The fact that it doesn't feel like the Astros can win a shootout if it comes down to it, like, their method for winning is in a pitcher's duel. So, damn it, the pitcher's got to be good, right? So, like,
top three, dude. That's,
you know what I'm saying? And Tampa, I think, was a good example of this over the weekend. If it's going to be a double-digit type of run game, if it's going to look like a small football score, I don't like their chances right now.
Yeah.
So you need guys to go out there and give you some version of what Lance McCullers gave you yesterday.
Well, he gave it last night. Your top three pitchers are rocking and rolling. I don't know if we're going to have enough to get through 162 games, chew some innings up, but them top three are rocking and rolling. The Astros win 3-0 last night. They first pitch today. It's in about 30 minutes. We will do, by the way, Best Bets, a segment early to make sure that we get them in before the game starts for my man T. Meal to get them bets out there. Again, 5:40 first pitch. Here's your lineup. Jeremy Pena's leading off. Isak Paredes is hitting second. Jose Altuve is in the three-hole. Christian Walker is hitting cleanup. Yainer Diaz is fifth. Victor Caratini is DH. Batting sixth. Jake Myers in center field, batting sixth. Ooh, boy, he's moving up, ain't he? Or I guess he's kind of bouncing around that 5-7-0.
Kicking ass in them khakis.
I'm sorry, he's batting seventh.
Khakis.
Cam Smith's in right field, batting eighth. Jacob Melton is in left field, batting ninth. Ryan Gusto, one of them Gusto Gordo nights. He is on the bump tonight.
I'm rooting for you, Gusto.
Come on, Gusto.
I don't have the confidence, but I'm rooting for you nonetheless.
Hang in there. What's it? 5:40 first pitch, Astros tonight.
Bury me in the H.
5 o'clock fire.
A couple of updates, staying with the Astros right there. Luis Garcia and Christian Javier both are still throwing bullpens and not to the point of facing hitters yet. You know, it's help is on the way. It may be a distant way with those two. J.P. France will throw a live BP on Friday in West Palm Beach. Joe Espada said, J.P. France appears to be getting closer. I just don't know at this point with these guys that have been out this long, B. Scott. I mean, at some point they got to start some kind of ramp-up period in order to even be able to scare the real time in the bigs this year.
Yeah, I just don't, Clint, I don't know how to trust it, and I wish that I could, but I don't know how to trust the idea that the help is on the way, reinforcements are coming. Like, in theory, yes, that's true. But what does it look like? How much can you rely on it? I don't have a great answer or a great feel for that. I wish that I did. But the interesting part about it is how does that inform their decisions at the trade deadline?
Right.
You know, like, is the reinforcement internal? Therefore, you don't have to go out and give something up to go fortify this rotation? Yeah. Or is it the opposite? Are you going to need to go do something because those guys are, I don't want to call them flaky because they're injured, but you understand what I mean. Not yet reliable at this point. So it'll be interesting to follow, man, on what exactly that looks like. Can they rely on the reinforcement to come from within, or are they going to have to go out and go get them, say, a Yusei Kikuchi type?
Well, I do. You say Kikuchi, I say Kikuchi. No, the one in terms of help is on the way that I think we can rely on. I don't know when, but I think in the near future, Spencer Arrighetti will be back.
That's it.
And you plug Spencer Arrighetti in, get him ramped up, whatever you need to do. You plug him in, and if he's even remotely what he was when he got injured,
that gives you
a lot of promise. That gives you a solid four, and so things are looking up. Also, small note, real quick, Pedro Leon. Update real quick. He has returned from a rehab assignment with AAA Sugarland yesterday after re-aggravating his left knee sprain. So there's your little injury update on all the pitchers and Pedro Leon. We'll keep you posted on what's going on.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Texans OTAs are rocking and rolling, man, and there's a lot of news coming out of well, if you're there watching, you got some takeaways, and there is some news coming out. CJ Stroud's shoulder soreness is obviously a thing now. It was just a scheduling issue, and what I thought was maybe a load management issue before I stepped out of town, and the story has changed a little bit with the news breaking here. Here's D'Amico Ryans on CJ Stroud's shoulder soreness.
First off, I know everybody's going to ask. First, CJ not throwing again. There's no concerns with CJ. It's just general soreness. We're taking extra precaution with him, but he'll be good to go. No concerns on my end there. Really excited the way our guys are working and competing out at practice. When you see a good team, what excites me is you're seeing both sides make plays. Offense, defense, there's a lot of back and forth guys making plays. So really excited to see where our team are here in our second week of practicing. They're really growing, developing, taking the steps we need to take, and it's fun to watch. For CJ, it'll be, like I said, he has general soreness, and we're just taking extra precaution with him. When he's ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
Do you have any work on his shoulder in the offseason?
That's it for CJ, guys. On the question, that's it. That's it for him. Like, his general soreness, and we're taking extra precaution with him. We're not going to rush him into anything. He'll be fine. When the moment is for him to be ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
That's the update on CJ Stroud. There's obviously some level of soreness, and look, I mean, the last question there asked leads us to a different conversation. Specifically asked if there was some kind of procedure done. D'Amico chose to not answer the question and just awkwardly kind of exit the conversation. Which, look, I totally get. But the soreness, the load managing. We're not going to rush it. That's all we could ask for, I think, as folks covering the team.
Well, I will point out, and you know, in my line of work and the question asking business, the, you know, seeking answers, seeking the truth business line of questioning, so to speak, when you ask direct questions, you expect direct answers.
Sure.
Okay. And so the headline is did he have a procedure, and kind of getting a non-answer. But I think we should also point out the question before that. was, will he be ready for training camp, which is a direct question. And the direct answer was not there. It was, we're not going to rush him, and he's going to be back when he's ready. Yeah. And to me, that's noteworthy, not just because it's not a direct answer, but also we asked about Christian Harris. I did. I asked about Christian Harris. And we got a direct answer of, we expect him to be ready for training camp. Didn't get that for C.J. Stroud. So I don't want to read too much into that, but I do want to point it out as noteworthy that we didn't get a, yes, we expect him to be ready for training camp, and we didn't get a, no, he did not have a procedure.
Well, let's circle back to that actual piece of audio and kind of break that thing down, because I do think that's interesting, because I agree wholeheartedly with you on that audio. It's very telling how D'Amico answered that. But a couple other things from Texans OTAs, just a couple of brief takeaways for those that are just tuning in and catching up on camp or on OTAs. Will Anderson is absolutely setting the tone out there, doing his thing and making the most of every single minute that he's on the turf. As you mentioned, no Christian Harris, I think, is noteworthy. And then just a little bit on the rookie front, Ariante Ursery, the left tackle that they drafted early in this draft, and then Jalen Noel, one of the receivers that they drafted out of Iowa State. I think both of those guys really have jumped off the screen. I look off the field. I think Ariante Ursery getting run at left tackle. They appear to be prepping him as a swing guy. He's got some run at right tackle, I believe, but he seems to be holding his own. And then Jalen Noel, I mean, he's jumped off the field multiple times in this setting where they're not in pads, they're just learning, they're running routes, they're playing pass scale kind of thing. He's jumped off the field.
It seems very clear, and we can even base this off of the last 2 years and the way that rookies have contributed to the team overall. They are going to give this guy Ariante Ursery a chance to play if he's ready.
Yep.
Like, if he's ready, he's going to be out there. I don't think they're going to have any hesitation about that. And then to the point of Jalen Noel, this is the time of year where speed just jumps out.
Yep.
Like, they're not doing too much of anything else. And so speed, which you cannot teach, which you cannot coach, that's just an ability thing. That is always going to stand out at a time like this, and that dude certainly has it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that's B. Scott right there. He's in for Ron, the show, Ugly. One area where I think the Texans can make a big-time improvement just by filling a void. I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. We'll cuss and discuss next. Also, by the way, before I get out of there, best bets next, man. Got the Astros first pitch at 5:40. T-Mills got to get these things out to you. So we'll do that in this coming up segment. That's next right here on Sports Radio 610. Old King Ding-a-ling.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Hughley is out. B. Scott is in. T. Mills on the ones and twos behind the glass. Houston, we love you, baby. Appreciate you tuning in to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader, and sticking with us. Tell your mom, your friends and them, if you're watching on YouTube, you're watching on Twitch, we greatly appreciate you there as well. That way, AM dial, FM dial. It's still rocking and rolling. I listen on that FM dial, boys. I'm a 100.3 HD2, HD3, whichever one it is.
My newest favorite thing about my new truck, dude. It's a game changer.
Yeah, it's a game changer, man. But you can also, and you should, download that Audacy app, AUDACY. Download the Audacy app. Keep it on your hip. You can take us any and everywhere that you go. Got some really cool features there. Tyler and the boys, they podcast every segment for segment. So if you're just looking for certain topics that are being covered, or you want to listen to the show through and through, you can do it on the Odyssey app. There's also a rewind feature. If there is an interview earlier in the day that you want to just get back to and listen to, you can easily find that thing as well. And hell, let's be honest, we gave away $20,000 and a trip for four to Vegas and paid hotel and paid airfare and all that kind of stuff. So you never know what we're going to give away. Download the Odyssey app, AUDACY, and keep in touch with The Drive, In the Loop, as well as Payne and Pendergast and them boys, Area 45 in the evening as well.
And that rewind feature, by the way, good for 48 hours. So even if you want to go back a couple of days shows or whatever it is. Now, the podcasting is good, you know, in perpetuity. So you can find a specific segment podcast link basically forever. But that those chapters, those rewind chapters that up to minutes you can or up to the minute, I should say. You can do that 48 hours after a show, and also go ahead and get them notifications too, because if we got breaking news, we got press conferences,
come on,
got a specific segment that we want y'all to hear, we'll send y'all notifications as well, and I'm on the ones and twos on that, so make sure you're locked in.
All right. Again, that's B. Scott right there. He's got it all. He's damn sure got it all locked in. Hey, guys, one area, look, I think offensively for the Texans, there is plenty of room for improvement in several. I've said it a million times, like, The team won 10 games and won the division, won 10 games with the second round of the playoffs last year, and it's hard to think that they were that good and there's this many opportunities for this team to get better, particularly on the offensive side of the football. I think there's layers to – we talked about layers to the improvement. We talked about layers to protecting the quarterback better. It's not just about the O-line. It's not just about Bobby Slowick and Chris Strouser. There's so many different pieces. If you just get half of them right, you are a significantly better offense. I tell you one place where B. Scott, I just don't, it's not a talent thing. It's not a developmental thing. But if you look at leadership on the offensive side of the football, there is clearly a void. I'll point out two different things that have happened this offseason that I think speak volumes for the void of leadership. There were three captains named last year on this football team. It was C.J. Stroud, Stephon Diggs, and Laremy Tunsil.
On the offensive side of the ball.
On the offensive side of the football. Laremy Tunsil was traded in a moment where this organization needs significantly better pass protection. He's one of the best in the league, and he was traded to the Washington Commanders. I don't care what anybody says personally. There's no talking me off this heel. I believe it was an identity, a culture, a standard, a way of playing the game and practicing the game that he just wasn't a good fit. That was one of your captains somehow, right? Then you look at Stephon Diggs. He's out there on a boat looking like he's having a whole lot of fun. Now, I ain't judging that part of it, but slinging pink powder around carelessly to where cameras are catching it, right? I mean, the fact that those two guys were two of your captains, and I'm not disrespecting those guys. I'm just simply saying it's obvious that neither one of those guys are Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans type guys. They're not the Will Andersons. They're not the Petries. They're not the Lassiter who you can, by the way, you can put Lassiter squarely right next to Will Anderson when it comes to just crazy for this damn game. Absolutely yes. Nuts. Ate up with it. But they're just not those kind of guys. The CJs, they're just not those kind of guys. And I say that to say you get those guys out of the picture, and there's an opportunity, really a need, but there's an opportunity for someone to take the bull by the horns and lead this offense. We will see if Nico Collins is that guy. We'll see if CJ Stroud is that guy. We'll see if Titus Howard, in the absence of Laremy Tunsil, can be that guy. We'll see if any of these youngsters step up. But there is a real opportunity for leaders to step up, and I think that has a chance to change the game on the offensive side of the football, B. Scott, for this football team. I think they you get the right leaders in place, right? Removing the leaders that weren't the right leaders, that had sway, that were swaying, that didn't necessarily sway guys the way that D'Amico wanted them to. Removing them is a win, but if you replace them with bona fide leaders that are setting the temp in the room and setting the standard and expectations and holding guys accountable, they're the first ones in the building, the last ones to leave, they're the hardest workers on the team, you can move mountains with that kind of leadership change, and that opportunity is there on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, this is, when we talk about opportunity, I look squarely at CJ Stroud in terms of the
absolutely
opportunity.
100%.
You know, like I think that it's hard to ignore the place that Laremy Tunsil was in when C.J. Stroud got here, or the place that C.J. Stroud was in with Laremy Tunsil already here. Kind of, you know, wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, green, wet behind the ears, wherever you want to describe it, and Laremy Tunsil already being that established seasoned veteran. Naturally, you're going to look up to a guy like that. I don't think it's a coincidence that his locker is somewhere close to Laremy Tunsil at the time. Like, that is, for all intents and purposes, Big Bro when C.J. Stroud gets here. Similar situation when they bring in Stephon Diggs. So to me, it is an opportunity for C.J. Stroud to take the bull by the horns.
Yeah, it is. I mean, huge opportunity, man. If you're going to be the alpha, the face of the franchise, you're going to be a top quarterback in this league, you're going to take this organization to places it's never been, the opportunity is right there at your fingertips. We'll see. If it's him or somebody else, we shall see. Tyler Milner, best bets, baby. We got the Astros first pitch at 5:40, so we'll give you these best bets a little bit early. T-Mill, what you got, baby?
That's right. First pitch for your Astros is coming up in mere minutes. And just like yesterday, got some Astros action for you folks, so wanted to make sure we got that in case there's any you want to tail here. It's been rough. It's got to change on this hump day. Monday, we hit one bet. Last night, we hit one bet. I need some green. Here are your six best bets for tonight. Of course, sticking with baseball one more time until those NBA finals get going tomorrow. Real quick, six bets. First, Guardians at the Bronx. Up there with them Yankee turds. Under 9 runs in that game. Next, I'm on an over. Diamondbacks at Braves. Over 7.5 runs in that one. Might be my favorite bet of the evening. Next, I got the Tigers -1.5. Those A.J. Hinch-led Tigers as they are traveling to take on the crap-ass Chicago White Sox. Detroit Tigers -1.5. Mariners, I'm on the money line. They are hosting the Orioles this evening. I like the Mariners to win that one. And then two Astros bets here for you. Astros money line in this one. I think Gusto has a good night. Hopefully they score more than 3 damn runs. Astros win in Pittsburgh. I got the odds at -120. And then lastly here, I got one player prop for you. We have made quite a bit of cash on this one, and we need it right now. The Stro Goat, Jose Altuve, over 1.5 total bases tonight. That means one homer, one double, one triple, or two singles. You get some cash. Those are your six best bets. Any of those y'all hate or love, boys?
Yeah, I think that as reluctant as I am to say it, the fighting AJ Hinches are for real. The Detroit Tigers look even better than the team that took it to the Astros last year in the postseason. So I like that bet. And then the Orioles, for whatever reason, I mean, they didn't fire their manager. They've fallen off the map. So I'm not here for rooting for the Mariners. I'm certainly not. But in terms in terms of your bets, though, I got to like them against a crestfallen Orioles team. So those are two that stand out to me just from listening to
you. I like Altuve. I think he goes deep tonight.
You want me
not
to put,
only does he get a 1.5, I think he goes deep.
Let's that.
Let's go.
Do you want me to put some money on that over 1.5 bases for you, Dirty Red?
Well, yeah, I think I will.
All righty. Benjamin, locked in.
Lock it in, Chief. Lock it in. There you have it, baby. Stay tuned in. Tyler, when Tyler needs to get hot, he typically gets hot and levels the percentages, the winning percentage there out a little bit. So stay plugged in. At T-Meal Real Deal, if you want to check them out on Twitter, if you missed any of them, at T-Meal Real Deal. You got about 4 minutes now. Get over and check them out. All right, I want to circle back to that D'Amico Ryan's audio of him announcing C.J. Stroud's shoulder, or addressing, I'm sorry, C.J. Stroud's shoulder soreness and the fact that he's not throwing at practice. B. Scott had an interesting take. Obviously, being in the building over there quite a bit, it is absolute money. I have that audio for you, and we'll cut some discussion next right here on Sports Radio.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Drive's busting this day open.
Busting wide the hell open, ain't it?
And we're telling them to bring it back.
Tyler is my daddy.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Baby, man, Ron, the show. Hughley's on vacation. I done got 15 headshots. I got 15 headshots.
That man can take some selfies, can he?
I'm gonna tell you, man. When Big Show, man, when he's out and about, bro, it don't matter if it's just a night out on the town in a bar, or if he's in another country or what he's doing. He is out there now. He's getting it. Where'd he go? Aruba.
Aruba.
He's in Aruba. Hey, the first pick we get is the headshot where he's staring off into space, like he's looking away from the camera.
The showman.
You know, the picture, it's great. And then all of a sudden, sunglass pick, man. I mean, he is getting it. He is feeling himself now.
Feeling himself like the showman always does. But I do not have a singular even idea or close to a thought of a friend, an adult male friend, that takes as many selfies that I know Ron does.
Oh, no, I was literally about to make the point. I have never gotten so many selfies.
So
many. Oh, you get those too?
Oh, yeah. I've never gotten so many selfies from another man as I do Ron Hughley.
Where do you, I agree. I guess, I mean, I fall in that category as well because he's the only one I get them from. But what is the, What do you think the looking off in the distance and then taking the side shot? Like what
he does what love do you, a good smolder.
What do you think that's going on there? I mean, what do you think he's looking at?
I mean, it's not, you know, like a stern kind of face, like a smolder. It's thought to be like a sexy look.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously, this one we're talking about, I don't find it that way, but that's probably what he's going for.
Oh, yeah. Man, he's feeling himself, man. He's having him a good old time out there in Aruba.
Well, that's my part that I'm trying to understand. Like, I'm happy for you, and I want us all to live our best lives. When we get time off and we get an opportunity to go and enjoy our lives outside of this here station, I encourage it. But I don't quite get, and I'm not, you know, I'm not knocking the man, but I don't quite
I
get what exactly the message that's being conveyed here with these kind of borderline sexy photos.
Yeah.
Risque, you know, like, I don't know what's going on here, dog.
Yeah, whenever Ron the Show Hughley is taking these selfies, he looks like he's preparing himself to whisper some sweet nothings in my ear. And I don't really like that.
Yeah.
It's a bit odd.
Trying to figure that out. What do you mean by that,
telling
sir?
Telling me, man.
Smolder.
I mean, look, at least he sends pictures Tyler. I mean, at least he sends pictures. He doesn't forget to.
He doesn't to me anymore.
He doesn't promise and then.
He used to.
You know, he doesn't fail to deliver. He sends pictures now.
Definitely does.
We can talk about this more tomorrow, maybe, but I don't think Ron the Show Hughley really likes me anymore, guys.
Well, what'd you do?
That's definitely.
I don't know.
That's a segment tomorrow. Let's save. Put a pin in that. That's a segment tomorrow. No question.
We gotta dig a little deeper into that later.
We gotta B Scott. You gotta dig a little deeper into this. This D'Amico Ryan's audio. I like the way you did that a little earlier. There's some things that are said. And again, I've said this a million times. You know, don't listen to. Unfortunately, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do, or you know, kind of deal. In this instance, I think is the hands been forced because a report got out that there was shoulder soreness with C.J. Stroud, and that's why he wasn't throwing. So D'Amico was forced to answer the question, and I think it's pretty telling on several fronts. And you dissected that thing nicely earlier. Let's hear first from D'Amico Ryans again. Just to set the stage here, Aaron Wilson had gotten the down low somehow. Earlier in the week, I guess it was Monday.
Yeah, well, over the weekend.
Over the weekend.
So it was like Saturday.
Okay, so he got the scoop from somebody outside the organization somewhere where, hey, he knew that there was some shoulder soreness was causing C.J. Stroud not to be able to throw in practice. So he dropped that bomb. And now, obviously, D'Amico Ryans can't lean into the everybody's on their schedule, their personal schedule, their this schedule, that schedule, or whatever. You can't lean into that anymore. You got to kind of address the elephant in the room. Here is D'Amico Ryans doing that.
First off, I know everybody's going to ask. First, CJ not throwing again. There's no concerns with CJ. It's just general soreness. We're taking extra precaution with him, but he'll be good to go. No concerns on my end there. Really excited the way our guys are working and competing out at practice. When you see a good team, what excites me is you're seeing both sides make plays. Offense, defense, there's a lot of back and forth, guys making plays. So really excited to see where our team are here in our second week of practicing. They're really growing, developing, taking the steps we need to take, and it's fun to watch. For CJ, it'll be, like I said, he has general soreness, and we're just taking extra precaution with him. When he's ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
You have any work on his shoulder in the offseason?
That's it for CJ, guys. On the questions, that's it. When I said that's it for him. Like, it's general soreness, and we're taking extra precaution with him. We're not going to rush him into anything. He'll be fine. When the moment is for him to be ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
We don't like that.
Yeah, man, that's D'Amico Ryans trying to regain control of the narrative after it kind of got out of their hands a little bit, got away from him, if you will. So they tried to set it last week by just, you know, saying that everybody's on their own schedule, as you mentioned just a minute ago, Clint. And then their hand was forced by the reporting, by the just natural and genuine curiosity of a reporter to go out there and dig a little bit and find out exactly what's going on. And so, like you mentioned, his hand is being forced a little bit there, and that's why he tries to get ahead of it. But I would also point out that it's not always what they say, but it's what they don't say that you got to pay attention to.
Yes.
And particularly when they're asked a direct question. And when you get a direct, or when you're asked a direct question and don't give a direct answer, it is hard not to glean from that. Like, what did you not say? And why did you not answer the question specifically? And I know the big headline and the thing that we fixated on quite a bit is the procedural aspect. Like, did he have a procedure? Did he have surgery? And, you know, the lack thereof an answer that we got from D'Amico Ryans, like, we didn't get a definitive no, which I think they would have done themselves a lot of favors had he just quite frankly said no, because my understanding from Aaron Wilson's reporting and then also just talking to Aaron offline a little bit and getting a good understanding for what his understanding is that there wasn't a procedure. Like, the answer, at least the way I understand it to be, should have just been a flat out no to that. And he didn't give us that. I think you opened the door now for more speculation that is not necessary had you just nipped it in the bud. So there's that part. But the other one that's getting a little bit less attention is the question before that, and it is, will he be ready for training camp? Which we, as we sit right here, don't have an answer to, and I don't think they did themselves any favors there by not giving you a direct answer, because it wasn't yes, it wasn't no, but the answer also wasn't yes, and that stands out because there are other players that they've talked about where they have said, hey, you know what? We expect, you know, they're on their own schedule and all that other kind of nonsense, but we do expect them to be ready for training camp. We didn't get that on CJ Stroud. We got, hey, we're not going to rush him, which, thank God, don't do that. Don't mishandle your quarterback, so we appreciate that. But that also leaves the question of, okay, so are y'all just kind of monitoring this to see if he's going to be ready for training camp, or do you sit right here right now and have the confidence that he will? So we don't know the answer to that, and I think they could have done themselves some favors if they had given or offered a little bit more clarity on it.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I can tell you just from experience, B. Scott, it's not a general soreness. General soreness is not, like, in my experience, general soreness is not a suitable answer for just simply what we've seen. I mean, a quarterback that has general soreness doesn't not throw a football for a week plus, right? I mean, general soreness is, hey, man, I threw 100 balls yesterday. Me and Nico were getting some work in, and, you know, my arm's just sore, a little bit tired, man. I need to take a day. All right, man, get that treatment, get some steam, get some ice. You know, take it easy tonight, get you some rest, and come back tomorrow. We'll be ready to throw it around and let us know how it feels. General soreness is not a quarterback doesn't throw for 10 days. You know what I mean? I only say that to say that it's clearly a little bit more significant of an injury than just general soreness. And then you put on top of it what you just said about the whole, you know, not willing to say, yes, he'll be ready for training camp, just like you said Christian Harris would be. That makes you think even more about this shoulder injury. Anytime you're dealing with shoulder, elbow, wrist, hand on a quarterback's throwing hand, that's always a little touch and go for me.
Yeah, and it's the word that I key in on is the general. Like, what's general about it? Generally, yeah. What? And we keep getting these questions, too, from the text line. Soreness from what?
Yeah.
And
well, you don't take extra precaution with soreness, right? General soreness.
Either. Yeah, that's what I'm – and also, like, general soreness is something that could apply to any number of the players on the team. Like, I don't want to overgeneralize and say, hey, who – that's what I'm getting at. Who ain't – right? Who that does – strenuous workouts, who among us isn't generally sore from working hard? They should all be generally sore, yeah. So, you know, generally speaking, but he doesn't have general soreness. He has a very specific soreness. Now, I don't blame them for not wanting to be too specific about it, but you can't blame us for asking and wondering either. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the other side of it. Like, general doesn't really speak to it, and it's not a good enough explanation for it. Something more specific is happening here, and I get them not wanting to disclose all of it, but again, like I said, you cannot knock us for wanting to have the answers and want to know a little bit more, considering how important the quarterback is to the overall operation. And maybe if CJ Stroud is just some middling quarterback, just some jag, some guy out there, maybe we're having a different conversation.
Yeah.
But he ain't. He's hyper important, and the viability of your season, I think, relies on how healthy this guy is. And so, and of course, the whole offensive line angle of it, too. Like, and I keep thinking about this, even if it's not that big of a deal. Well, it's a big deal in terms of how you go about protecting this guy and protecting your investment in year three. You're trying to take the next step. You're going to pay the guy after the season is over with. All of these things matter. So ain't really nothing general about it.
You said a lot, but it's all nail on the head, man. Texans All Access is live 6 to 7 p.m. They're up next. Mark Vandermeer and Johnny Harris. You'll hear from a new wide receiver in H-Town, baby. That is the Aggie, Christian Kirk. He'll be live tonight with the fellas over on Texans All Access. And then Area 45 tonight, live 7 to 11 p.m. Tune in, baby. Make sure you stay plugged in. And, hey, appreciate you, Houston. Appreciate you staying plugged into Sports Radio 610. I know I listened to Payne and Pendergast this morning. They were rocking and rolling in the loop, obviously. They handed it off to us. They did a hell of a job. And we try to bring it every day for you, Houston. You know that, man. It's Houston sports leader doing our thing here. And with Ron, the show, Ugly out. B. Scott, appreciate you joining us. You'll be back to tomorrow. T. Mill, did all right old job today, man. I left you hanging on a couple pieces of audio.
Nah, you're good, man. That was a fun one, boys.
I really need your bets to hit, man. I need that percentage to get up a bit right there.
You both, brother.
Other than that, baby, stay plugged in to Texans All Access right here on Sports Radio 610. Until tomorrow, Houston, we love you, baby. Hey, you mentioned ping pong, man. I was a hell of a ping pong player back in the day.
I can see that.
I still had the IV, Scott. I still
I'd
had
whoop
it.
Your ass.
Oh, damn it. Don't you even think about it.
I was the best ping pong player, Lee College, down in Dirty Bay, Baytown, Texas.
Man, we used to have one right here at the station. I don't know if you still got that table out there. We can run it back.
Leaving in that yellow Hummer.
Shoot. I might skunk your ass.
Man. The table down
and
there.
And I'll beat your ass on the golf course, too, Clint.
All right. Top-ranked show in the city.